Hey, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. I'm your host, Rodney Mathers. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that addresses the issues faced by men and women after incarceration. On the program this week is Les Smith. Les provides a blueprint on how each of us as ex-offenders can achieve our goals in life. Les Smith is my special guest, and we'll be right back with Les after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Here's just a quick rundown of the programs we've got coming up to finish out the month of May here on The Journey of Hope. And I want you to remember as I go through these that each of these individuals have specifically targeted us as ex-offenders, and they are accomplished people who have written books and are nationally known. For example, we've got Jeremiah Russell coming up next week. The week after that is Mark Lerner. And then following that, to finish out the month of May, David Blender will be on The Journey of Hope. Be sure you stay tuned for all those programs right here on The Journey of Hope. Hi, and welcome back. I have on the phone with me today Les Smith. Les comes from the auto industry where he earned awards and has been tapped as a consultant for various things. And in 2003, Les founded SageScript Publishing, and he's the author of two books, The Truth, Finding Your Own Truth, and So You're in the People Business. Les Smith, welcome to The Journey of Hope.
Oh, thanks, Rodney. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. How's things in Hershey, Pennsylvania today? What's the weather like?
Well, the weather's been, we've had exceptional rain this season. Right now, the sun is out, so things are looking good.
That's great. Okay, now, I want you to tell me, why did you write this book, The Truth? Why did you write that book?
It actually started out journaling to figure out how I had gone from a somewhat normal life to the crazy madness that I had found myself in. And it was therapeutic, and along the way, it just developed into a book that I didn't intend to publish, but as a few folks read it, and I was encouraged by a lot of people to say, you've got to share this story.
Well, that's great. And how did you decide on the title?
The title came out of the church that I was raised in, a faith-owned church, called itself The Truth. And, of course, there's a lot of organizations, I realize now, that believe they have the only truth out there.
Isn't that the fact?
So yeah. I went on a mission to find out what is the real truth.
Mm-hmm. And how can my listeners benefit from the book, Les? What is there for them?
Well, my story is about giving others hope. That's my mission that I found is that you can make a mess out of your life. I thought I'd never have any kind of a life. I had made such a mess out of things. And the fact of the matter is that no matter how bad you mess up, you can overcome it.
Well, that's a message that we like to hear here, believe me.
Right.
Well, things were going so well for you in the auto industry. As I mentioned in the introduction, you had won some awards and you had been tapped to, I think you'd been on a couple of television shows as an auto expert, and in some kind of way you even testified in a murder trial. And I'm assuming that had something to do with your expert, you know, in the auto, your expert in the automotive industry. What happened while you were going through all that that changed things for you?
You mean what turned me around?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was a self-examination. But really what turned me around is that I found myself in a really bad spot in the Philadelphia Roundhouse, facing a lot of prison time, a very serious situation, and I thought of my daughters. I have 7 daughters, and they were counting on me. I had promised them that they were going to be with me and told them what all, you know, how life was going to be for us, and it just impacted me so deeply. I realized this isn't about me. This is about them, and that I made a vow that night that I would become the best role model for them and be out there for them for the rest of my life.
Les, do you mind telling us a little bit about what happened and the kind of trouble you found yourself in?
Yeah, well, I had an auto repair business, and I was kind of burned out on it, and one of my customers came along with an offer too good to turn down to make money, and I was in a mode of my life then that I was looking for ways to make money, and I became a major drug manufacturer and back in Pennsylvania. At first, didn't even know what I was doing. I was so naive, but eventually, you know, I knew what was going on, and you know, made a lot of money for a while. But then, ultimately, like it always does, it led into the prison.
Did you go to prison or?
Yeah, I spent 6 years in a dozen county jails and half a dozen federal prisons.
Mm-hmm. And it was all related to the drug manufacturing or distribution.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's tell you what, we're going to hear some more of your story in just a second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. This is Rodney Mathers with the Journey of Hope. You know, those of you that listen to the program on a regular basis know that I'm a big advocate of us being productive with our downtime, and whether it's learning to play music or do art, whatever it might be, it's important that we spend our downtime in a productive way. And if you're like me and you've taken up playing music, I want to tell you about a product out there called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. That's the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. Now, if you can play a few chords on a guitar, on a piano, on a banjo, on a mandolin, it doesn't matter what the instrument, the Jam Buddy Chord Chart organizes your playing in such a way that you're able to play just an infinite number of songs in every single key. It's an amazing product, and I want to tell you how you get to it. You go to angiesbanjo.com. That's angiesbanjo.com, and you click on the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart ebook, and you're going to get a free sample so that you can see what I'm talking about. Go ahead and check it out. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. We'll be right back.
skies. But you were young and bold, and baby, didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Now no one's talking.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Les Smith. Les has a couple of really cool books out there. One is called The Truth, Finding Your Own Truth. And so you're in the people business, and Les had just finished telling us a little bit about his run-in with the law, and at a point he decided to turn himself around, which is something that we're interested in here. You know, how do people go about getting back on track and doing the right thing? And Les has done that. And Les, the next question I have for you is, were you ever tempted to give up in this transformation process when you were trying to get things right in your life?
Was I tempted to give up or to go back to what I was doing, you mean?
Either one.
actually, no. I think that one of the keys that I'd like to share with your listeners, Rodney, is that you have to find a reason, and I believe that reason needs to be bigger than yourself. In my case, it was my seven daughters. It was so, I was impacted so deeply that I had failed them, and that I was committed to becoming the person, the role model for them, so that, you know, of course, it's a struggle, especially coming back from, you know, walking out the door with the shirt on your back and no credibility and no job and no car or nothing else. But having those, that reason that's bigger than yourself, you never think about quitting or turning back.
When you were coming out of incarceration, I'm assuming that you did, you know, several different county jail type situations and then a federal prison. What was your process for finding work and earning a living for yourself? If you're not going to go back to that kind of lifestyle, you obviously took the right steps. What kind of work did you do when you got out? Tell us a little bit about that.
Fortunately, one of the things I did do that was smart in my life was to develop my skill in the automobile business and in auto repair. Mm-hmm. And when I came out the door, my parole officer asked what I was willing to do, and I said, "Well, I'm willing to do anything. I just want to get my foot in the door someplace." And she suggested a dealership that I called, and I took a job as a helper for $6 an hour mm-hmm. in their body shop.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us would give anything to have a situation like that. What kind of advice would you have for people that are not that fortunate in finding work when they first come out? Les, could you tell us a little bit about maybe some things that they could focus on to help keep them on track?
Yeah, we all have gifts. Every one of us has gifts. And I think we need to focus in on, this is what I spent my time doing, or, so, you know, I spent my time well those 6 years, introspection and study and reading, and so I was ready to run when I came out the door. But we all have gifts, and I think the key is to give service to others, offer our service to the world, using whatever gifts and talents that we have. And I think when we approach it from that point of view, it's amazing the doors that will open for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned some tips that can help my listeners get the kind of life that they want. Can you talk about those for us?
Yes, absolutely. And I kind of touched on it a little bit. It's tapping into positive information, some kind of a system that offers support in the form of reading material, audio material, mentoring. I hooked up with, at that time, a network marketing system that had mentorship, and they had promoted self-help books and audios, tapes and videos, and that. And I just absorbed that. I tied myself in any seminars. Even if I couldn't afford it, I was there. And to me, that's the key, is to tap into a system. And I think probably the most important thing you can do is find a mentor, someone who's been down the road similar to what you have, and who is at a point in life that you want to reach. Mm-hmm. And to grab a hold of that mentor whether you can get with them physically or you study their programs or even there's a lot of information available on the internet today that's even free.
How are things for you these days, Les? How are things going?
Really, really good. Just to share a little bit about, my wife and I just came back from Italy in December, and we take two or three vacations in a year. We have a place on the river. I still work 50 hours a week, and I'm transitioning over into where I can actually do what help exactly what we're talking about, help others who are ready to move on with their life, you know, writing books. Obviously, I have two books out there, and speaking and a coaching program.
Mm-hmm. Is that what your organization does, the publishing organization? How does that work?
Is that Rodney?
Your Sage Script publishing organization?
Tell
me a little bit about that.
I created that out of an interest in helping others and giving my service out there to the world the best way that I could. I like to write. I like to share stories. And my big story, my memoir, The Truth, Finding Your Own Truth, is kind of the foundation and the basis for how you can make mistakes. You know, good people make bad choices, and no matter where you're at in life, that you can get to where you want to be. You know, decide who you want to be, who you are, who you want to be, what your life to be like. And so I have developed written and audio programs and coaching program to carry that forward and offer my service to the world.
And if people wanted to get a hold of your books and look at your coaching programs, how could they get in touch with your programs there and find your books?
Yeah, well, the truth, my memoir, The Truth, is on my website. It's findingyourowntruth.com. And they can reach me through my website at lesschmidt.com. That's my name, lesschmidt.com.
Well, your books are called The Truth, Finding Your Own Truth, and So You're in the People Business. Les Schmidt will certainly put up links when we post the podcast so that people can find you there. I want to really appreciate you being here. I want to thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Well, yeah, I'm honored. Thank you so much for having me. I've listened in on your programs, and you're doing a great service.
Thank you so much. It means a lot for me to hear people say that. We're going to be right back after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey. Hey there. I don't know if y'all are aware of this or not, but I don't make a dime on doing this podcast. Not a single red cent. My payback comes when you contact me and you tell me that things are helping you and that you're doing well in your post-incarceration life. And maybe you've heard something on the show that has helped you as well. Please drop me a line. You can catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Bye. Well, that's about all the time we have this week. I want to thank you for joining us, and I also want to thank my special guest, Mr. Les Smith. Thank you for being here on the program today. A lot of great, useful information. I want to encourage you to go to Les's website and check out the things that he has available for us as ex-offenders to help us in our post-incarceration life. Be sure that you stay tuned for the rest of the month of May. We've got some excellent programs coming up, and I want to remind you of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time, right here on the Journey of Hope.